After a rushed, secretive trial, a Russian court today convicted American journalist Evan Gershkovich in a case that the U.S. dismisses as a sham. The 32-year-old Wall Street Journal reporter was sentenced to 16 years in a high-security penal colony. He's the first American journalist to be arrested by Russia on espionage charges since the Cold War. To discuss the efforts to free Evan and bring him home, we're joined now by Almar Latour. He's the publisher of The Wall Street Journal and CEO of Dow Jones. Almar, welcome back, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Amna. Great to be here.
Let's just start with your reaction to the conviction and the sentence today. Were you expecting a 16-year sentence?
Well, there's two reactions, really. We're appalled at the 16-year sentence. It's an insult. It's an assault on free press, on Evan. It's terribly distressing. And it's wrong because all of this is based on false charges, a sham trial, and lies, really, manufactured lies. On the other hand, if you look at the history of autocratic regimes, and particularly the one in Russia, we know that there's a very high chance for trials like these to end in a conviction and a pretty heavy sentencing. And so we were expecting that to some degree, but still when it hits hard.
Of course, we saw Evan today in the courtroom. He was held in that glass cage where defendants are held. His head has been shaved during his 16 months in detention. How did he look to you? How did he seem?
The shaved head is somewhat recent, and it happened when he was moved to a new prison facility. He looks a little skinnier than I believe we observed before. You can see that he is resilient, but the Russian regime has really applied all the symbolism of making him look like someone who committed a crime, and so that's distressing to see him effectively dressed up like that. It's just absolutely wrong. The visual cues are not what we want to see.
Now, Almar, as you know, the speed of this trial has raised a lot of questions about whether or not the Kremlin's trying to use Evan for a prisoner swap of some kind. And today at the Aspen Security Forum, Secretary of State Antony Blinken actually spoke to this. He reaffirmed, though, the administration's commitment to bring not only Evan home, but another American who's also held by Russia. Take a listen.
When it comes to Evan, when it comes to Paul Whelan in Russia, other Americans, we're working at quite literally every day, looking to see what we can do to get them home.
Almar, have you gotten any updates from this administration on any of those efforts to free Evan? And is a potential prisoner swap on the table?
We, throughout this ordeal, have worked with the U.S. government to try and secure Evan's release. We generally don't comment on the nature of those conversations and the efforts that are happening, but Secretary Blinken in those comments is absolutely right that there are 24/7 efforts taking place to secure his release and to also look after the other Americans who are held in wrongful detainment. So that's about as far as I can go on this topic.
I know you've been in touch with Evan's family as well. What can you tell us about how they're doing and whether or not they want to see a prisoner swap to bring him home?
Well, Evan's family has been an inspiration throughout all of this. They are so strong in face of something that is obviously so emotional and so hurtful to them to see their son in captivity and being held in the way that he is and accused of things that he didn't do and smeared again and again by the Russian propaganda machine. And so in face of all that, they, in my view, are heroic. They're holding their head above water. And of course, they want to see their son released as soon as possible and with whatever it takes. But they should speak for themselves. We all, as his colleagues, want to see him released as soon as possible.
Before I let you go, I should ask, you know, the Wall Street Journal no longer has anyone reporting on the ground in Russia. Many other media organizations don't either. What's the impact of that right now?
Well, we are looking at what happens in hotspots from different angles. So just because we're not on the ground doesn't mean that we aren't reporting on something. And we actually do have a reporter on the ground in Russia, but it's Evan, and he is in prison. But as to further on the ground coverage, the environment right now is inhospitable and does not allow for safe reporting in our view.
That is Almar Latour, the publisher of The Wall Street Journal, CEO of Dow Jones. Almar, thank you for being with us. We're thinking about Evan and hope that he's home soon. Thanks again.
Thank you, Amna.